This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Happy Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season to get sucked off.
Nice, they're scrubbing that.
Tis the season, gamers!
Tis the season, gamers.
Welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps. It's Game of Thanksgiving, it's bitch!
Wake up, bitch! It's Game of Thanksgiving! Get the fucking...
No!
Excuse me. Get the cussing game of turkey! Get the game of stuffing! Doritos! Make a game of turkey full of Doritos, bring it out into the kitchen, feed it to your friends, play each other's video games, it's Game of Thanksgiving.
That's right, Game of Thanksgiving is the season to give a game to your loved ones that will suck them off!
Suck off your friends and loved ones via game. Thank you, Adam, for the sound effect.
I'm getting sucked off by a game.
Can you do that again?
Perfect. Introducing our guest. Why wait?
Why wait?
I guess to introduce our guest joining us today for the first episode of Game of Thanksgiving, tis the season, it's Adam Cannavale.
Thank you for having me. And this game of turkey, delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hope someone makes a game of turkey.
And
that sounds awful.
Glaze? Oh.
And thank you, Jackson, for the gift of Wario Land 3 and other games.
I'm very excited to hear your thoughts on Wario Land 3. Famously, this is the game that made me horny.
Yeah.
Because I was so frustrated.
Quick question. Hang on. Explain this more.
Well, there's a famous bit of Thumb Cramps and Jackson lore.
Yeah.
Wario Land 3, I was playing it once, and there's a level in it. I'm excited to hear if you got up to it, where it's like a kind of vertical level where you need to keep jumping on clouds, and the clouds disappear or whatever. And I was playing it, and I reached a point where I got so frustrated with the game that it turned into horniness very briefly, and then it went away. I never came back. So
it is a story in a similar vein to the Jackson pushing the wheelie bin through the desert as a wet dream story, but the two events aren't connected.
No. That one happened way earlier.
What?
I was pushing a wheelie bin through the desert. I woke up coming. The other day I woke up, I thought I was going to wake up from a wet dream, but I was just freaking turgid. Like, I've never been more hard. It was kind of scary. I was like, is something wrong with my heart? What's happening?
It's pumping all your blood down.
That's what it was like. It's like I got so erect, I woke up. And then it took like 20 minutes for it to go down. I don't know what the hell was going on with me.
If you're a doctor listening to Thumb Cramps, and I know there's a lot of you.
Am I okay?
Let us know. Email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Is Jackson sick?
Is there something wrong with my blood?
Sorry. Oh no, you've got dick blood.
Yeah, heavy dick blood. Sorry, Jackson, it's terminal.
Well, I'd like to say, Jackson, thank you so much for this game.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Game Boy Color game released sometime in the 90s, I guess.
Is that what you played it on, a Game Boy Color?
No, I played it on the Nintendo Switch Online service,
of course.
Which Wario Land 3 was graciously included in, making this gift quite easy to access for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, this is a pivotal moment in the Metroidvario genre.
Absolutely.
Metroidvario.
Yeah, and this is why. This is why it's Metroidvario.
Because there's Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You got Metroid, a Super Metroid.
Yes.
And you've got Wario Land 3.
Yeah.
All coming together to make the Metroidvario genre.
Yeah, the three angles of the triangle,
yeah.
If you will.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Samus, Dracula, and Wario.
Samus, Dracula, and Wario.
Dream Blood rotation.
Yeah, dude.
The Holy Trinity, as they're often referred to in Catholicism.
Yeah, the Holy Trinity of Metroidvario games.
Absolutely.
So this game is... It's very weird, to be honest.
Yeah.
So... It kind of, it starts similar to, a Super Mario World, where there's
overworld? No,
overworld map, that's what I was looking for. Where you start, and it's, instead of being, World 1, 2, or 3, or whatever, it's, North, South, East, West. So that's
already confusing.
Yeah, and when you start, obviously, there's one level, good to go, which, again, pretty normal.
Sure.
But when you play the level, there's four treasure chests in it, and there's no end to the level. You have to find the key and unlock the chest, and that's where the level ends. It's not like a...
You're not getting from point A to B. Yeah.
Right, right.
And when you do that, it unlocks the next level. And I was like, cool, I get this.
Mm.
It is like a little puzzle-y, trying to figure out where you're meant to go.
Sure.
But as you progress... Some levels don't end when you open the chest, or don't unlock another level. In the second world, I played a level where I unlocked a chest and then no other level unlocked, but then it was daytime on the overworld map, and I was huh? And then went back into the level and the level had changed.
Yeah.
And then I unlocked the next part, which then unlocked the second world. And I was like, I meant to know that was what you were meant to do?
Day-night cycles. Mario.
No.
This has been cuss heavy already, this episode.
Yeah, disaster.
Well, it's only the one cuss that counts.
Yeah, that's true.
What? My cuss is the only one that's going to get bleeped, right?
What?
Yeah, he's not going to bleep mine. You're right.
No. All cusses get bleeped.
Oh, has he also said an F?
Yeah.
I didn't
really
hear it.
Early. I'll do it again for you because you missed it.
No!
Fucks.
Often when I come on these and inevitably an F happens.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a Jeff.
That's actually a Jeff.
Adam. Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fs when are a bit rarer, but they do happen.
When a Jeff happens on the ones, I will be like, hey, can I do the noise that you used to bleep?
Yeah.
You actually end up using that noise?
Yeah, of course.
All right, can I give...
Someone isn't a thumb cramps head if they've never gone back and listened to it.
Yeah. I would never listen to a show that we've done.
Fair enough.
That's fair enough. I do
can
respect
I give you the noise?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hard one to use.
Yeah, that's going to be
just
interesting.
Just make us quiet and then make that real loud.
Huh, okay, we'll see how that goes.
I'll give you an alternate one.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that
that's
one.
That's better.
That one I can use.
That's really good.
Yeah,
is that accurate,
yeah,
would you say, to when you do come?
Okay, so I've had this conversation recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. With a loved one or a friend?
With friend of the show, Cass.
Or a doctor.
Actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm dead silent.
That's eerie.
I never make a noise. Do you make a noise?
Do you smile or is it just deadpan?
Actually, I don't know if I smile or not. I don't.
Well, it depends on the smile. I would be really upset if it was just a turning up of the corners of your mouth,
a smirk.
Gotcha.
Dude.
Big toothy grin. What would be the worst?
It depends if you mean as you come or if directly after.
As you come, presumably.
Because if you've got a big grin afterwards, makes sense.
I think from the moment you're there's a sort of point of no return.
Oh, yeah. It's
that's
happening.
Where you want the smile to start Cheshire Cat style going onto your mouth. Yeah. Well, yeah, good stuff.
Wario Land 3, it looks really good for a Game Boy game. It is kind of funny playing it on a TV, and I've noticed this more and more that, and it makes so much sense, but for some reason, for my 30-something years on this earth, I'd never put two and two together, which is sprite work on Game Boy games is important because it's a little tiny baby screen.
Yeah.
So the sprites are really big so you can see what's going on, which then sometimes means the gameplay can suffer a bit because you can't see anything else.
Yeah.
And I hadn't realized that Game Boy games did that properly until, I guess, I've been going back and playing them again on a TV.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
But Wario Land 3 doesn't really suffer from that. Wario is big, but not the biggest. Doesn't take up the whole screen.
Have you, because one of the things I love about Wario Land 3 is how messed up Wario gets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all of the power-ups are Wario just getting tragically injured.
Yeah, so the power-ups, for anyone who isn't aware, is they're not something you collect. You have to get hit by particular enemies. So, like...
That's a cool system.
It's so creative, Wario Land 3. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's cool.
At the start of the game, one of the first power-ups you have to use is... get bitten by a zombie, which then turns you into goo. So, like a zombie goo man.
Yeah.
So you can, like, fall through a grate.
And it's great as well because, like, the way you fall through the grate.
No. How does damage work?
There is no damage.
You don't get hurt.
Oh, so what happens when you get hit?
Depending on the enemy, usually what happens is enemies are just in spots where you either get hit and it gives you a power or something. And some of those powers can be annoying. So, like, the zombie is a good example of that. If you jump, you just go to slime, basically. So if it's a platforming part, you get hit with.
Yeah, it's so different types of fail states. I like that. I think that's really cool.
It hinders your progress rather than making you start the level again.
Are you still on a timer, like with Mario games?
No.
Also, okay. I think it's Wario Land 3. With the bosses, if you lose to a boss, it typically just sends you way back to prior in the level of getting to the boss.
So
failure just means you got to walk back to the boss, which is really annoying.
And there's parts like... like a common enemy in the start of the game that doesn't give you any power-ups. It's just like a little guy with like a knife, basically.
That is pretty much the most basic type of enemy. Yeah, I'll pay that.
Like when they hit you, you just get knocked like back.
Sure.
But like the length of the screen back.
Mm.
Sure.
Which can be annoying because they often put those guys on like a little platform that you're trying to jump
that
onto.
You get bumped off.
So
yeah.
Not only you don't get knocked back to the where you were, you get knocked into a hole and then you got to climb up a ladder, get back to where you were, and then do it again and exactly the same thing will happen again because those guys with knives, they're coming for you, warrior.
Can you fight back? Can you hurt enemies?
You've got a shoulder charge and a jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some enemies can be killed with those things. Some enemies... no.
Okay.
There's robots that hit you with a hammer, and that turns you into a spring. And the place where I encountered that was I had to go down, so anytime I got hit with the hammer, it would just bounce me back up to the top of the screen. And I was like, that's okay, I'll just kill these robots. Couldn't kill. Could only avoid.
Have you got to the... I think
haven't done the cloud level, nor did this game make me horny at any point. Okay, I guess it's probably worth to clarify
that.
Yeah,
it is good knowing. It is good knowing that. But one of the power-ups I love in the game is when Wario gets stung by bees.
I haven't...
And he has a horrible allergic reaction and his head gets really puffy and then you start to float up like a balloon. Yeah.
No, wild. I haven't had that one. I've had... turned into a spring with hit by a mallet, set on fire, turning into a flame man.
Yeah.
Zombie.
Mm.
Bat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe that was Wario Land 4.
Wario Land 4, I think there's a lot of crossover between
them. One of the things you just said was bat.
Yeah.
You become a bat.
You get bit by a vampire and turn into a bat.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if bat was what you become, what you get hit by, and what bat you meant.
I'm fairly sure in
Wario... Duh, animal!
In Wario Land 3, I think you don't... I don't know if you become a bat, but you do become a vampire. I forget the consequences.
this game's good, and I was worried that I would spend my entire time with it not being sucked off, and in fact, not only not being sucked off...
That's the worry of any game.
But yearning for Tears of the Kingdom, which I'm still playing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I just recently started the second temple.
Hey,
and
me too.
45 hours in.
Where did you go first? I mean, where did you go second?
Death Mountain.
I went to Zora Domain.
I'm hanging out with my boys, the Gorons.
Oh, who?
Yeah. It's funny that they just full-on talk in the new games.
It is funny.
But they say Goro at the end of their sentence, so that's good.
I went to the Zora Domain, and they were like, oh, we fixed your armor from the first game. Bring me a fish or whatever. And I was like, yeah, all right. And then they just gave me the shirt. I was like, I had pants with this.
Tights.
Lady,
actually,
I had freaking pants and a hat.
Nah, sometimes Link's wearing pants.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I got heaps of pants, dude.
Yeah.
I have more pants than any other piece of clothing.
I got more hats than any other piece of clothing. Shirts, pants. Pants come in last for me.
No, pants are everywhere. Shirts elude me, dude.
Shirts are the, like, usually at the shop, they're the cheap ones.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, ones you can buy or whatever, I've got them. But if I'm finding a chest with a piece of clothing in it, it's pants.
It's always been, I've only found shirts.
I have so many pants.
The only pants, you know, I got are the ones I bought.
You know, in the depths, I don't know if you've come across this, you can find those statues that will let you, for some reason, remake clothes out of pose.
Remake well, like, so you out of pose.
You know the statue that...
The pose statues? The ones that are like, please free... You don't read in video games, so it's hard for me to explain what I mean because it would have required you
know,
to
in the
read
depths,
the
there's the pose statue in Lookout Landing.
And then there's four pose statues in the depths where they're like, hey, we're trying to send the pose souls back to heaven, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they can make other... They can make clothing you found in the depths again. You can buy clothing you found in the depths.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all pants for me. it's only pants.
That's funny, because the things I can buy, because they also sell you weapons if you're in the depths. Because I was like, they sell the big Goron sword. I thought there'd only be one of those in the game, but it makes sense, because I had
one. There you go.
But yeah, I found the tunic of Twilight in the depths.
I got the pants of Twilight.
I gotta find
If
those.
I got the pants game, if I got Tears of the Kingdom pants and you got Tears of the Kingdom shirts like Pokemon Red and Blue.
I wanna
gotta trade your clothes. It's the tactic to make you buy two copies.
We gotta find someone that's got hat edition.
Yeah.
Where are the hats?
It's so annoying. I got no freaking hat.
I want Link to have a little hat, because at the moment I've just got him wearing the cold resistance hair.
I got the
which ties his hair up good.
But. Oh, that is good. I got the I bought a gold resistance
cold
resistance head thing, yeah, from someone in Gerudo Town, so I wear that when I'm in the cold.
Oh yeah, that's sick. I got a robe that means that you can't take damage if you've got money.
Wow, that's awesome.
You lose money instead of hearts.
That's great. That's really good.
Zelda's
It's crazy, Rupee, dude.
Do they call them rupees?
They call them rupees.
I know a few things.
Yeah, you know.
You've been around the block a couple of times.
I know there's lots of revealing shirts, which I assume you must have some of.
There's a really horny shirt that I keep seeing people post online, which I would love.
I think I know the one you're talking about.
My little twink link to be wearing, but I don't know where the hell it is, so he's stuck wearing some dumb shit. The Zora shirt, but no pants and hat. I've talked to everyone. Nobody's bringing up pants. I remember pants. I have a shirt, pants. Lady. Okay? I'm sure it'll turn up.
Where are my pants? But yeah, look, so with all that Zelda chat aside, you can see how hard it must have been. Wario Land 3 was up against it, but I put in like 2 hours or something without even really noticing.
That's great. Well, yeah,
I'm in the gamer zone.
Whoa. I think because Wario Land 3 has so many weird ways to unlock levels, and there are more weird ways that I think you've not even stumbled across. I don't really recall them, but I just remember playing the game and doing something where I'm like, what the hell is this? And then coming out and being like, why can I go to the moon? So it's just like cooked shit like that throughout the game. So it kind of keeps you want to go back to the old levels and figure out, you know, like where. Because what you're rewarded with for exploration is a whole new level. You know what I mean? So, it's super fun.
Yeah, and it is interesting, though, because I'm like, there's hidden paths, but I can't get there. But I know that there's no, like, permanent power-ups. So, like, what changes?
Well, it's weird shit, like, somehow make it rain in the overworld, and then when you go into this level, this seed has become a plant. Climb the plant, get to a new level. So, there's a lot of stuff like that. To make the volcano go off so that it drops a rock in this level and now you can go here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaos. Chaotic game.
Yeah.
Good game, bot.
It sounds like a lot of fun with a lot of hidden depths.
And the bad guy's a clown. So that's cool.
bad guy in real life's a clown, Jack.
The game starts and he gets sucked off into a... like a snow globey thing, I think.
Yeah.
Or like a music box, maybe.
So does the game take place in the music box?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're real in there, and then you've got to help the guy, the genie that lives in there, and if you help him, you get to keep all the gold you found in there. And
it does that awesome thing.
What's the moon in the music box that you're going
Who
to?
Could say?
Why is there a volcano?
It does the thing I love in Wario games as well, which I think all of the Wario Land games do, maybe not the first one, but I don't know, where however much treasure you got by the end of the game shows you how good Wario's car castle is. So if you didn't get much treasure, he lived in a shithole. If you got heaps of treasure, he gets a big fancy castle. I do wish they brought back Captain Syrup, who's Wario's bad guy in the other two Wario Land games, who's a pirate lady that steals his house, but she doesn't make an appearance. No, Nintendo's forgotten about Captain Syrup, yeah. How many thumbs?
I'm going to go 4 thumbs.
Hell
it's a really very strange game. And like, the more I think the more I play it, the more I'm going to be like, whoa, I'm Wario pills.
I'm Wario in here.
I'm full on Wario pills.
Yeah, it's a crazy
game. Castle Wario'd to the max.
You got
to
do what Levins did with Kirby with Wario. I think that's your odyssey.
That'll be
friend.
A dangerous and expensive journey for one man to take. We got Wario Land 4 on the Wii U.
Yeah.
I think I reviewed that at some point.
I think you might have.
Oh, maybe I was already maxed Wario pills.
Just hadn't realized it yet. Yeah, damn.
But yeah, 4 thumbs. Thank you for the gift of the suck off, Jackson.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm excited for whatever your gift will be.
Next
whatever
week.
Suck off I get
yeah,
next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Jackson, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a fun little game called Killbug by developers Samurai Punk.
Yeah, they're based in Melbourne, which
based
is where web based.
Shout out to Melbourne. Shout out to Killbug. Shout out to Samurai Punk. Now, what I love about this game is, you know me, dude. I'm a simple man.
Low looking, some might describe.
I got a tiny, fat, little plump brain. It's like a plum.
No blood in it. All in your turgid dick.
My worryingly erect penis. None
Wario-ingly
in my brain.
Worryingly or worryingly?
Erect wiener.
Yeah.
So often if I play a game that has too much going on, I get afraid. It's like too much chaos for me, or it seems too...
Afraid is a good way, like you're using that instead of bored, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a polite way of saying, if your game has too much going on, I'm not playing it.
If there's too many interesting things happening, I'm bored.
Because I'm not going to read it.
No. Yeah. Christ, no. If you asked me what the plot of whatever Final Fantasy game I played, the most recent one was, or any of them, I could not tell you.
Do you know the plot of Tears of the Kingdom?
Zelda fell in a hole. Everyone wants to know where she's gone, but maybe she's in the past. And Link's got to do some shit to figure it out.
Something about reincarnation
and he's
or
got
something.
Friends and he's got all the four races of the world, rock, fish, bird, and woman. And he's got to go hang out with them. And he's got to fight a ghoul or two, and then he'll find his wife Zelda again. That's not incorrect.
Zelda doesn't fall in a hole.
Zelda, oh no, she doesn't fall in a hole. She kind of does.
You might be incorrect, buddy.
Anyway, in Killbug, it's very simple. You kill bug.
I see.
So you have a gun, you have a knife. First person, there's a lot of, I guess you could call it parkour. There's a lot of like wall running and double jumping, and it's very vertical, which is super fun.
Like Titanfall 2 or Mirror's Edge.
Yeah. And you are one level, and you start out, and there's just ladybugs.
Yeah.
And you can shoot them, and you can also do a move which uses up a little stamina, I think, where you jump forward and you slash them with your sword and you kill them.
Yeah.
And you get a little bit of health back every time you do this. And the longer you go, the more bugs start coming into this arena.
Yeah.
And the bugs get scarier and scarier and scarier.
Are the bugs as big as you?
Yeah. Huge bugs.
All right, big bugs. Okay.
And so it starts with ladybugs, and you're like, oh yeah, this is fine, whatever, you're shooting them, you're jumping, you're slashing them, you get a little bit of health back. They're not very fast in the way they attack these ladybugs. And then all of a sudden there are wasps.
Oh, no!
And the wasps are firing poison at you or whatever, and it's a bit scary, and you got to kind of jump to sort of slash at them. There's like quite a fun sort of movement there where you jump up, slash forward, jump, slash forward, that kind of thing.
So is it kind of like a movement-based, what's the name, infinity shooter or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
And then the wasps, that's fine, whenever you fight the wasps. And then so a couple of spiders turn up. And then centipedes. And then gigantic fly-spewing globules or whatever that explode when you get close.
Globules is the word.
And you got to just keep running.
Globbies.
You gotta run, you gotta avoid the globbies, you gotta avoid the wasps, you gotta avoid the spiders, and you like you just end up like at the beginning you kind of you're a little maybe tactical about it or whatever, and toward the end you're just like, I just need to stay alive because this level is becoming so full of bugs. And I don't know if that's my cowardice that I'm not keeping the bug level down
I think efficiently enough. If it is like an infinity shooter or whatever the term is, I forget. I think that the goal is kind of you're doing a little bit of damage, but you're just a lot of it is avoiding their shots.
Absolutely. And because the game's so vertical, you find yourself like jumping up these big pillars because it's kind of just like this big geometric map. It's not really of anything or whatever. So you can find yourself just jumping up these pillars and occasionally glancing back as like spiders swarm their way up behind you. And you're like, how will I ever attack them? The centipedes are really scary because you do that like slash move, which for most enemies is like a one-hit kill, or at least the early enemies. But when you do it to the centipede, all you do is cut off its body and then its head becomes really quick and just zooms after you. But you get a heap of health back. So this kind of... well done. So there's kind of this fun playoff in it where attacking the enemies will heal you up.
Yep.
And at a certain point, you are going to be kind of constantly taking damage because there's just so many enemies in the game. But attacking the enemies puts you in the firing line or whatever. It puts you right where the action is. Mm. So you're like liable to take more damage doing it. So like, I don't know. I kind of enjoyed that, like, I'm really low in health. That means I actually have to turn around and fight the enemies. But there's a kind of like coin flip of whether or not that will kill me or I can be good enough to heal myself up so that I can go back and keep attacking the enemies or whatever.
What's your arsenal like? You got lots of
guns. One gun, one knife.
Gun
one life.
Change.
Not as I've found. I don't know. I think that there's absolutely the potential for more weapons and more guns. I think that would be really fun because, and again, maybe I've just not gotten far enough in the game.
How much have you played?
I played for a couple of hours, maybe 2 or 3 hours, sure. I think. And maybe I'm just really, really bad at it. And I've not managed to get that far. You get a ranking at the end of the game, and I'm always somewhere in the 500s. I don't know out of what, but I think that's pretty low.
Okay.
Just in terms of compared to the scores that are won.
I was looking at some screenshots from it. The art style, I couldn't make out the art style. Is it kind of like an old...
It's pretty simple. Yeah, I would say it's kind of older.
Like pixely,
kind of PS1-y.
Sort of?
Not even quite PS1-y.
I like that vibe. It's in vogue.
It's in vogue.
They're coming back, baby.
I like it too. I think
PS1's back.
PS1's back.
I just did a quick check. One gun, one knife.
One
You're right.
gun, one knife, one life.
One gun, one knife, one ranger, one riot.
Whoa!
I think there is the potential in this game to add more weapons. I think that will be a lot of fun I think just because at a certain point in the game, so much of it is like damage control and trying to like minimize or, you know, the hell you're in. So being able to like, I don't know, even just like drop a bomb or whatever. And I think...
Gilbug, if you're listening, put the bombs in the game.
Put a bomb in things that I think would make this game crazy. Put a bomb in this game and put a grappling hook in this game. If I had either of those things, dude...
What about a flamethrower, a weapon you traditionally hate, but I think flamethrowers versus bugs is good?
It feels right. It does, you know, to kill a bug with a flamethrower. Sure. Yeah, I think that would be cool, but it would be scary because I feel like to make a flamethrower effective, you have to stop, you know?
Yeah.
And that seems scary. I can drop a bomb and get out of it.
Well, that could kind of be your bomb where you could use a flamethrower to leave a trail of fire behind.
That's true. Well, that would be cool as well. Leave an oil around the thing and then lighting it at a certain point. There's so much potential here, but it's really fun.
I think we've stepped away from things that they could put in the game when you're thinking about opening an oil barrel and then dropping a match. You've gone into the long dark mode.
Yeah, I have. Or Zelda, basically.
Yeah.
I think it's really fun. Like, it's simple, but I like simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Like, it's really one of those games. You remember back in the day when Joss Hammett was still with us, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Adam killed him. Where there would be games that would really suck him right off because of their simplicity, but it was like a Joss Hammett simplicity.
Yeah, Joss Hammett simplicity, usually repetitive gameplay.
Yeah, but it's like a bit
the
of strategy
sucked to
him
it. Off were frightening.
They were confusing.
Mm.
Beyond the Breach or whatever.
Into the Breach?
Into the breach. That ruined that man.
there was that, Outward or something?
Yeah.
A game that's sucks.
I think it's pretty universally.
Did you say sucks or toxic? I don't know how, but you could have said either.
Sucks.
I think it's sucks. I think okay. It's meant to suck. Although I've heard that people really love it. I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of like that for me, where I reckon if I just sat down and started playing this game, I could like lose 3 hours in it without even realizing, because you're just killing bugs.
You know? Something you love to do.
And that's fun to kill bugs.
It's in the name, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I really like it. I'm probably going to say 4 thumbs, I reckon, for kill bugs.
Good stuff. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I reckon you'd like it too. I think you'd love it. Yeah. Adam, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, Adam, 'tis the season. What game you've been playing?
Yeah.
I have recently been playing Pathfinder Wrath of the Righteous by Owlcat Games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's it's a isometric RPG, like a Baldur's Gate or Neverwinter Nights style game based on the Pathfinder role-playing system.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I would say, on the whole, I'm in Act 3 of 5 right now, but I have, because there's a lot of, the strength of the game is a lot in the storytelling and in the writing.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I'm in Act 3, but on 2 different playthroughs.
Oh.
Where, so a mechanic that they introduced for the game is this, like a system called Mythic, or Mythic Levels, where your character, because, you know, in all of these sorts of games, in lots of these sorts of games, but specifically in RPGs, you're always like the chosen one.
Mm. Yeah.
And so in Wrath of the Righteous, they're like, no. You're like the starting of the game is you have been chosen by the powers that be. And as the game progresses, you get to kind of pick which powers that be have chosen you.
What are your options?
So, gun, sword, knife.
I was chosen by gun.
There's frustratingly, actually, I was thinking about this. Pathfinder has, in the tabletop role-playing one, they have like gunslinger and a lot of gun sort of based characters.
Cowboy but they God. Don't,
they don't have it in the game itself. Yeah, I know.
That's bullshit. Boom.
You can do bombs.
Whoa! Bomb God!
Lots
bomb
of bombs.
Bomb God!
The powers that be are angels, demons, or devils. You can also pick, apparently, I don't know how to get this, but there's
bombs like, would be the angel weapon.
There's one which is just like, the universe has chosen you, and rather than having a level cap of 20, you can apparently get up to a level cap of 40.
What the hell?
Because you're just like the most powerful entity.
You're Dagai. You're Dagai.
There's also a creature called, or there's creatures called eons, which are just like the lawful nature of the universe. You can be an entity of them.
Yeah.
You can be the swarm.
Whoa.
So you eventually, instead of being a guy, you turn into the swarm. And as the game becomes like a war versus mortal people versus a demonic invasion.
I was hoping you were going to say Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
No.
the game becomes a Mortal Kombat.
And
but you got bomb.
As you go on, normally you would make armies, but if you're the swarm, instead of making armies, you could just get bigger.
Whoa!
That's cool. That's
and your
very
armies
cool.
become the swarm. You could be a lich, and then your armies become undead and stuff like that, and you get a whole bunch of new character options where characters who normally die throughout the game,
you can bring back as skeletons
or
whatever?
Or you can kill them and bring them back.
Whoa!
On
Earth, that's cool.
Anyway.
Just a question with the 2 playthrough, both at Act 3. Because I think you've reviewed games before where you've done this, and I want to clarify something. Do you start the game, then realize there's a path you can take one path, and then be like, I wonder what the other path is, so then start another game, get up to that point, take the other path, or to reload a previous save, pick the other path from that point, and then just go from one game to 2?
It's the first one.
That's
crazy.
Baffling
that's
to me.
Crazy.
I guess it's a role-playing game, so you want to be in the headspace of the character you're role-playing from the get-go, not just like, I don't know what's going on. I guess flip of the coin, I'm going this way.
Yeah, well, it's crazy for me because when I play a game, it's funny, like if I play a game that gives me choices like that, I will never go back and see what the other choice was going to be. I'll just be like, well, that's not for me. Never mind.
So I'm thinking about starting a third one because there's another thing that I wanted to do.
Why? This is my question. mushroom. Why don't you finish the game with one?
And because then I don't want spoilers.
Okay.
Oh, so you play all. So if you go, if you start a third game,
yeah,
you'll start that third game, get up to the same point,
mm-hmm.
then go back to one of the other ones, get that a bit further, then load the next one.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're playing the same That's part of the same game crazy. Over and over again.
There are variations. Things happen a little differently. Like in one of my playthroughs.
Adam?
Yeah?
That makes me sick.
Are they different enough to
Do
make
you
it
find
Yeah,
it?
They're actually
Do you find yourself getting bored of video games?
Not really, no.
That's...
This is wild.
No, this game's sucking me off something fierce.
Well, I'd hope
this game,
so.
This game latched on and won't let go.
I'm not in,
but they don't stop sucking.
Let that Remora ray suck. Hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Just like... If the game, I know it's going to be longer than this, but say it's yeah. like a 20-hour game, you're playing it in 60-hour mode, but yeah. it's probably longer than 20 hours.
Pretty much, yeah. I think an average playthrough takes like 80. Don't quote me on that, though.
So do you genuinely intend to basically play this game as many times as there is a major choice in the game?
Only the ones that I'm interested in. Okay. So there's, I want to say like 10 different paths that you can pick.
Yeah.
These are like major part, basically picking the divine or the entity that is sponsoring you.
Yeah, sure.
There are like 10 different ones you can pick. I am so far only, I'm only playing two.
Yeah.
I'm interested in a third, but there are lots of, even within them, there are lots of extra
options
and stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah. And sometimes I'll pick other ones. Like there's an entire faction called Hell Knights, which are is a very, like I said, the storytelling in this game is probably one of the strongest aspects.
Yeah.
Where they're a faction who are like, so demons are chaotic.
Yeah.
They are a lawful faction, but they're not a good faction.
Yeah,
so
okay.
they come in and they worship evil gods as well, but they worship lawful evil gods. So they still see the demons as being their enemy.
Yeah.
And you have the option basically to be like, well, there's no such thing as an enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Or you can be like, well, these people are still disgusting, abhorrent. I'm not going to ally with them.
So
and it changes
the
game.
That's another playthrough there for you.
Well, I've already thankfully been able to, because the two different characters I'm playing, one of them is like...
Okay, of course. Yeah, fair enough. I guess you kind of closed down your... Yeah, fair
some,
enough.
Some playthroughs give me the option to pick different things in those smaller decisions.
So the main story is 55 hours.
Okay.
But the main story and side missions is 131 hours.
It'll be about that then.
Yeah, wow, that's...
Because I'm trying to do everything possible.
Well, the completionist is 190 hours.
I don't think I'll get completionist.
Wow.
But then times three.
Yeah. That's a lot of gaming.
You're going to be putting...
I've been playing this game for a while, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to put 500 hours
yeah.
into it.
Possibly.
I'm stressed about the fact I've put 45 into Zelda.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been playing this game for the foreseeable future, sure.
You got one game. That's good. That's smart. You know,
you're a monogamous gamer.
We can do show root rats.
Oh, yeah, we can now suck off wherever it comes.
Yeah,
all of the different NPCs so far, the party members that you can get, have been really great, fantastic. I like even the ones I kind of hate as a person and would never want to be friends with. I still am like, well, that's a really cool character. And the ones that I do like genuinely delight me. Like, there's one character who. Her entire story is like she was a demon, but she's kind of like seen the light and she's trying to be good. And part of that is she's like made a pact with a good god who does, they're the god of dreams.
Yeah.
And she comes to you at one point and she's like, oh my god, I had my first ever dream. She's so excited about
it.
Was it
about a wheelie bin in the desert?
No, she takes you to it. It's just a blank nothingness. It's empty. And she's like, look, I had a dream. Look at this.
That's great.
But she seemed so excited about it that it was kind of infectious. Yeah. I genuinely appreciated it. Yeah, I did a little bit.
That's
I was like, that's very cute.
That's nice. That's gaming.
There's another character who's like this kind of very, very lawful, very hard-nosed assassin sort of guy. And I absolutely love him as well. Every conversation I have with him, he makes me laugh a lot because he's like, my evil character, I'm not doing much with him, but my good character has recruited him. And I keep making choices where he's like, why would you do that? That's inefficient. And I keep laughing at just the way he talks about it. It's very funny.
That's great.
So you got a good guy and a bad guy currently.
Yes.
And
so
what's the third you're thinking about starting?
The third one is also a good guy, but a specific type of good guy that gets a gold dragon mount, and I really want that mount. And then maybe I think I can also turn into a gold dragon and have.
Can you be a dragon on a dragon?
I don't think you could be a dragon on a dragon.
Oh, that sucks.
Because your mount needs to be one size larger than you. There are a few things that bug me, specifically with the mounts, actually.
Yeah.
When you get into some types of cutscenes, and also when you rest, you automatically dismount.
Yeah.
And then it's a hassle, because typically the first opportunity to remount is in combat.
So
you have any character that fights on a mount, the first action they need to do sometimes is just
get on a horse.
I would really appreciate it, because I want the person always on the horse.
Yeah.
Please put them on the horse when I finish a rest.
Absolutely.
But whatever.
What else bugs you about the game?
There are a few things. There's a lot of complicated mechanics that they've added.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a whole crusading mechanic where you're fighting against the hordes of the abyss or the demons. And they don't explain a lot of how things work. I still don't understand. Your armies can fight enemy armies. And sometimes I understand how different mechanics and abilities work, and sometimes I don't. And the game has never adequately explained to me.
Is this one of those Wikipedia games where you got to have the
wiki open?
The Pathfinder wiki open?
I sometimes do, and it's very fine. More than once, I've read an article where someone's like, how does this work? And everyone responding is like, they never tell you, and we've never worked it out.
I have
literally had to install mods. Because I need, sometimes I'll make a mistake and I'll be like, well, that's not my fault.
So I have installed
mods that let me cheat because I'll be like, well, it's unfair that I lost this. So I'm going to go back and not lose it. And then also I installed a mod because the game does a very frustrating thing.
Yeah.
Where sometimes the game tells you you don't need to care about a character and that frustrates me.
What do you mean?
What?
Some characters, when they
go to hell, this guy.
This guy, screw this guy. Don't worry about this guy.
This guy's a stinker.
Some characters will have like a little portrait. All of them are really detailed and beautiful portraits, but some characters won't. And if you talk to a character without a portrait, immediately I'm like, well, this character, I know I don't need to care about them. They're never going to come up again.
Because no portrait means it's just going to be.
They've obviously.
Hello,
this is
welcome
a bit
to our village. Hello, welcome to our village.
There's not enough flowers in my flower bed. I have a quest.
Also, I think it's just nice to have a portrait for it. I don't understand why every... I guess maybe art is expensive, but it's such a big game. I don't know why they couldn't get art. Just even generic art for it. You talk to a guard and they don't have any artwork.
Righto. Welcome to the castle.
Careful now, put your sword away. I need a sword. I have a quest again.
I understand not every guard having a unique piece of art, but one piece of art for every guard that you interact with would be nice. So
wouldn't that be
the
same problem, though? Because then you know if it's a generic guard, he's not a quest giver like Jackson's guard.
Yeah. I'd have a different portrait.
Where's my sword?
I lost my sword in the sewers. A rat took it. Could you go in the sewers and find my sword? I'll pay you. And then you get 3 gold. And then I say, you know what? Keep the sword. And it's your first sword in the game.
Yeah.
And then later on, I'm like, I regretted that. I got in a lot of trouble.
So I just installed a mod that gives every character you could talk to in the game a
portrait.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. How many thumbs? What are we talking for this
game? I
would
go 5 out of 5. I'm having an absolute...
Well, you are going to play it possibly 400 hours.
Yeah.
So fair enough.
Minimum.
There are more options. I want to do the Swarm one so bad.
Far out. Would you say it's your game of the year?
It might be my game of the year. Although I don't think it came out this year. I think
It doesn't matter.
Is it your favorite game you've played this year?
All right. Yes, it's the game of the year so far.
That
means you're giving it 7 thumbs.
7 thumbs is it could be game of the year.
Okay. 7 thumbs. Then.
Yeah. Unless it currently is your game of the year and you can't see something beating it, then it's 10 thumbs.
Yeah. But obviously something could beat it.
It might be actually game of the year might be the new mode for Hitman 3. So
okay.
I don't know.
Seven thumbs.
I would give both of them 7 thumbs because that means it's a contender. I'd give it 7 thumbs just but on the proviso that it's just a contender. So
Fair enough. 7 thumbs. So for example, next week We Love Katamari comes out, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. Actually, no, better example, Metroid Prime Remake came out this year.
Sure.
I gave it 7 thumbs because I was like, I love this game so much, but Zelda's coming out, and that might be better. But then I gave Zelda 10 thumbs because nothing's going to beat Zelda.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
But then if something else comes out where I'm like, this could beat Zelda, that'll be 7 thumbs again.
Yeah.
It's
really the perfect system. It's elegant.
Yeah, there's...
I would only give it 7 thumbs because I haven't finished it with any one of my characters yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
7 thumbs.
7 thumbs. That's
huge. Big result.
Yeah. Big result.
Hang on. What?
Let me interrupt you there. Somebody's at the door.
Hello? Come in.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mr. Ads.
Mr. Ads.
I've been watching a lot of Al Pacino movies.
Oh, what's your favorite?
Can you do an impression of him?
No, I'm not very good at doing Al Pacino.
Oh, okay.
My favorite one is that one where Keanu Reeves meets the devil.
Mr. Ad, your legs seem so stressed as you speak.
Yeah, I got stressed legs. I ran here.
They're moving a lot. That's
what
just
interesting. Mr. Ad's car?
Mr. Ad's car's in the shop
because
a seagull got in.
I thought it was going to be because of the car accident.
No, it was fine
week.
From that. But then I was at the beach eating chips, and a seagull got in, and then I, in a panic, accidentally started it. I hit the curb.
Mr. Ed, you really look like you want to get up.
I am standing. Anyway, here's some ads. I got to go. Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Goodbye, Mr. Ads.
See you, Mr. Ads.
Hope he sorts out that seagull problem.
I don't really understand what happened, if I'm honest. A seagull got in his car and then he started driving?
Yeah. He killed our friend Hayden last week and he seems to have no remorse.
He didn't even bring it up. Didn't even say sorry. Well,
I guess that's the ad's life.
That's the ad's life. It's a dangerous one.
Well, speaking of dangerous, it's time to open the Thumb Cramps email inbox.
Okay.
Dangerous because we routinely get letter bombs to our email.
Yeah, people have figured out how to send physical letter bombs to our inbox, which is thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Let's start off with a beautiful, heartwarming story.
Okay.
This is from Sienna. Boys, we have reunited. Sandspans brought us together all those years ago, and you've brought us back together once again.
That's amazing.
To reiterate my warning to the listeners, sometimes people you know listen to this, and they will find out about your wet dreams. Be careful! Thanks. That's the end of the Sienna and Bianca saga.
And that's a beautiful little piece of advice, you know? People message in their privatest of details, often with identifying, you know, elements to the story. People can't hear you, but sometimes it results in two friends reuniting, so...
I love coming in on every 10th episode of Thumb Cramps and finding the lore that happened in my absence.
This
has been a long-running saga.
Yeah.
And you're here for the conclusion.
Well, you also got a recap of the start of it. And maybe, look, it's a good idea to recap this saga to listeners who maybe have lost track.
Maybe this is your first episode.
We told everyone about Jackson's wet dream with the wheelie bin in the desert.
Sure, yeah.
Emailers then emailed us about their
wet dreams.
Wet dreams. Not non-sexual wet dreams. Mm. Bianca emailed us in.
Well, like the wheelie bin, when nothing notably erotic is happening. Yeah.
I guess. All right.
Well,
I follow. I think I understand. Yeah.
As in, no one's been like, I had a dream that I had sex with this person.
Right, yeah. Right.
But Bianca emailed in, said they had a wet dream about learning German.
Yep.
Okay.
And then signed off with their name. And then,
a friend or someone.
Sienna was like, I think I know who this person is.
And then Bianca emailed back in and said, if you think you know who I am, be brave and go up to me.
All right.
Back and forth. And now they're reunited. It's reunited. Beautiful.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Speaking of beautiful, this email is from Henry. Weirdest place to listen to the podcast. Adam, I don't think you're going to need to get caught up on this one. Hello, my gorgeous gamer boyfriends and awesome guest.
Yes.
I think I win in the weirdest place to listen to the podcast. Okay. I work on a dairy farm in the UK, and while listening to the podcast, my arm was shoulder deep inside a cow's pussy to help her give birth.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
About being embarrassed about buying games, the only time I've been anywhere near embarrassed is when I bought Animal Crossing on the 3DS for my friend. This was because the cashier was convinced I was actually buying it for myself, and I was too embarrassed to admit it.
Oh, no.
Yours bravely, Henry.
Can I give Henry a listener question?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, a guest question, I suppose.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, what exactly were you listening to as you had your arm in the cow pussy?
Yeah, and I would also like to know, did the cow react? Not to your arm in its pussy, but like to the podcast?
Like how...
Or was it too distracted?
Like how listening to Beethoven as you're a baby makes you smarter. Listening to Thumb Cramps, does it affect a baby cow?
If you put a radio in the middle of a field full of cows and played Thumb Cramps, would they get sick?
Would there be gamer milk?
Is that how you get gamer milk? That's awesome. Well, the baby cow that was delivered, i.e. the calf, in many ways is a sort of like a gay, it was born
in
listening
many ways,
to Thumb
Cramps. Is the father.
In many ways.
Yeah.
We're the proud fathers of a baby calf.
I watched a video the other
name?
I watched a video the other day of
name the calf Thumb Cramps.
Oh. Yeah, we won if there were two. One thumb, one cramp.
Thumb the cow and cramp the cow.
The official cow of the
imagine it came out and the patent on its side was like Thumb Cramps, like that somehow the words.
Well,
Thumb
okay.
Cramps.
You can name the cow whatever you want to name it, but it is.
You should name it Thumb Cramps Jr.
Yeah, Thumb Cramps Jr., and it's the official cow of Thumb Cramps.
It's our official cow.
So the official milk of Thumb Cramps.
Please send us a photo. ThumbCrampsPod@gmail.com. Please send us a photo of the official Thumb Cramps cow. We'll put it on the Twitter account.
Next email, this is from Gus. Dear boyfriends, recently an emailer said you guys don't have nerd energy. This is an absolute lie. Every podcast new radiates nerd energy. I love them, but being confident does not make you less of a nerd. The listener who thinks you are not nerdy needs to reevaluate nerddom. With love, Gus.
I knew the moment we got that email that said that we didn't have nerd energy that it was going to be a brand new Thumb Cramps debate.
And I just want to shut down something that's happening in the Thumb Cramps email inbox, because I think we're up to about 6 or 7 emails about this.
Okay.
Everyone wants you to play Grounded, a game you've already played.
What are you doing? I've reviewed it. And it's not listen to the show?
Not only have you played it, I think it's also the title of one of the episodes.
Yeah.
So if you type in Thumb Cramps Grounded, you can hear Jackson's thoughts.
I think I probably reviewed it like 3 times.
Can confirm Jackson played it with him.
Because I think I played it.
Did he get horny because it made him small?
I don't think it's a sexual thing for him.
Adams, thank you. Oh my God, Adam, you're my only true friend in this world.
That being said, though, all of the characters are children.
Okay.
So that might have affected his horniness.
Yeah, that's why Honey, I Shrunk the Kids is a safe watch for Jackson.
Yeah.
If it was
Honey, I Shrunk Us?
Honey, we Shrunk Ourselves is bad.
Yeah.
But Jackson did not give any outward appearance of being horny.
Yeah.
Not that I saw, at least.
Not that he didn't make
me
horny.
And I am checking. Anytime we're playing a game together, Boner I'm checking
Jack.
If he's horny.
Okay, Adam.
Is this normal?
Yes, dude. It's very normal for you.
I like that we're both present, but we're role-playing each other. You're role-playing me.
That's
I'm
how we
playing...
game.
Yeah, this is how we game.
Yeah. I've played Grounded. It's pretty fun. I haven't played it in a while, though, but it's a good
time. They got a koi
fish
now?
Yeah, they got a bunch of shit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You can say shit, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you can say pussy juice.
You
can
say
cums. You can say nut milk. Do what you like. Juicy shaft. You can throw that out. Frenulum.
Frenulum's not a swear.
Can't just F and Jeff. That is true.
Frenulum's fine.
It's awesome.
You can say that in a classroom.
You should.
You can say that in classroom conditions.
And finally, to bring us home, and I honestly can't tell if this is... We'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
So this is a nice email to end the show with, because it's Happy Gamer Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Hello, my lovely video game boyfriends and extra lovely video game guest boyfriend. Happy Gamer Thanksgiving, y'all. To celebrate this joyous time of the year, I'd like to recommend a game for each of you.
Okay.
And now this is where I'm not sure if this is... You'll see. You'll see.
Okay, I'm excited.
For Joel, I recommend Mabibi's Quest. A game that's like the original Mega Man cartridge dipped in a pit of acid. Now that... description makes me think real game.
Mabibi's Quest.
Can you say that again, please?
It's Mibibli.
Mabibi's Quest. That's a fake game, brother. Ain't no game out there called Mabibi's Quest.
It feels like something I'd see on like a hard drive article.
For Jackson, I recommend Globo.
Okay. All right.
All right. Dad.
I'll cover Mabibli's Quest.
But then, this description: a survival game where you play as the world's dumbest caveman.
That sounds awesome, but that can't be real.
And lastly, for the guest, I recommend Hentai Versus Evil for the Switch.
I think I've played a real game.
I think I've played. Didn't I review that for a Boner Cramps? Or maybe I played it for a Boner Cramps that didn't happen?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A Boner Cramps that didn't happen. Sure, buddy.
So, I did a quick Google.
Yeah. Is this Mabibli's Quest real?
Yes.
What?
But Glauber doesn't seem like it is real.
What the hell's going on?
Go on the wiki for it.
Whoa, it's Mabibli's Quest. Is it Globo or Globo?
It's Globo.
What if you do a Globo caveman? Globo game. Globo survival.
Globo's Quest. Is it the sequel?
Well, okay, when I typed in Globo caveman, I got lots of awesome photos of cavemen, but hell no game.
Why would a listener send us one real game, one fake game, one horny game? It's a riddle for the ages. It's a real Da Vinci Code situation. I'm John Langstrom, or whatever his name is. You know the guy from Da Vinci Code?
It was Tom Hanks, Jack.
Oh, shit.
Tom Hanks was in that movie.
God,
I don't know who Langstrom is.
Jan Langham?
Jan Langham ain't no actor I know of, and I know them all.
That is true.
Yeah, I
don't know if Globo's real.
Globo, I can't find.
But it's a really clever prank in many ways to send us one real game with a silly name and one fake name and to send us searching for Globo.
I'm on Globo's quest now. Yeah. A merry game of Thanksgiving to all, and to all a good night, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Is Globo real?
Help
Sean,
us.
You gotta tell us.
Sean, is Globo real? We need to know.
Listeners, if you know who Globo is, please email us.
Where's Globo?
@gmail.com. Today's episode came to 8 thumbs plus 7 thumbs. That's 15 thumbs,
Holy
baby.
Macaroni.
That's a lot of thumbs. That's actually a perfect score. Because every thumb scores out of 5. 15 thumbs. We've done it
exceeded
again.
Everyone's out of 5, except potential game of the year or game of the year.
Yeah, of course.
Out of 5.
What's out of 5
7
still?
Out of 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for the first episode of Game of Thanksgiving. Tis the season.
Tis
and Adam,
season.
Where can we find you?
You can find me at D&D is for Nerds. The podcast, but also the handle on Twitter.
Yeah,
or at Retro Archetype. That's my personal handle.
Yeah, that's just the handle. There's no podcast.
Yeah, there's no podcast for that one. No.
Yeah.
That is at Retro Archetype, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Check those out.
I got
out.
The trifecta, baby.
Damn, dude.
And check out video games too if you haven't.
Yeah, have you never played a video game before? You should.
Yeah, especially for Game of Thanksgiving.
They're
and
very
we'll
fun.
See you next week where the season continues.
Oh, the season continues.
The
I'm very excited.
The gift of suck-offs rolls on.
It's a sort of Game of 69 in many ways.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.